2. Hello, hello. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, testing 1, 2, 3. Hello, I want to see if this channel is working or do I have to use another channel? September 12, 1981, talking to Josephine Roberts at her home in Tanana. What we were doing before I discovered I didn't have a tape was getting your native name and your sister, and so I was going to get it on the tape if you could repeat it a couple of times.
My native name is Soda Ilno.
Say that another time.
Soda Ilno. And my sister Mary Carlos name is Clans Nedlno. Clans Nedlno. I know my brother has a name too, but I don't know. I forgot what it is.
Mm-hmm. And you said your name is after your great-great-grandmother?
Right. Uh-huh. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe Madeline Selmer will. But then at the time when they told me this, I was really young when they named me after my great-great-grandmother. I was young and foolish and didn't pay much attention to, you know, what was going on. My great-uncle, his name is Austin Joe, are the one that decided that he's going to name us after our grandmothers. So, Austin Joe is my dad's uncle.
We'll stop here for a minute. Okay, this is September 12th. And we're doing some more photo identification. Number 201.
Okay, looks like Joseph.
Yes, that's me.
What year is that one?
1948. Number 2. Marie.
Number 202.
That's Marie Minook, my adopted daughter. Okay. She died in 48.
Number 203.
And that's myself when I was in the race.
What year was that?
I don't remember. I never win. I never did win. I always come in around the fifth, I guess.
Did you used to race a lot?
My old man used to always want to put me in the race, although I never not much of a racer. Once a year I used to get in a Bill Carlo and Pauline Carlo.
It's number 204.
Where is that?
That's at the Nularo Stick Dance.
Number 205.
And this is Harold Ismailka and John Sackett, Jerry Roberts, and could you turn it off? Yeah, that's
Samuel Peters. Uh-huh.
Samuel Peters, Vivian Peters' husband, and that's Panji Carlo.
Okay, and that was left to right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 207.
That's young Peter Henry with a beaver out on the trap line. Yeah. It's out on the trap line. Wood camp?
1946. Next is 208.
This is 208.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jimmy Richards, Chris Summer, Fred Summer, Tommy Roberts, and Jerry Roberts. Okay.
And we have the year 1966. And that was left to right.
And where was it?
Copper Valley School.
Copper Valley School. Those guys all went there together, huh?
Right.
How many years did they go there?
Or 4 years.
4 years of high school.
Huh? Mm-hmm. They graduated there too. There's their graduation picture in there someplace too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
209.
Black bear.
Black bear.
Right. And this is a GI with a black
210.
Bear.
210.
I don't know where this was taken. It's not at Galena or it's not here. But I think I got this picture from my sister.
It's like somewhere in the town anyway.
Mm-hmm.
211.
Judy Roberts, Bernadette Roberts, Julie Roberts, Jeanette Skinnell, Joyce Kangas, and myself.
Same.
Without me.
Okay. It's number 212 is the same. Mm-hmm. 213.
Bernadette Roberts, Joyce Kangas, and that's myself holding up the wolfskin. You just can't see me.
Oh.
And her name is... Could you turn that?
Okay, on the far right is Annie Charlie.
Right, with a pink shirt.
214.
Judy the standing right here with the beaded headband is James Roberts, Judy Roberts, Bernadette Roberts, Joyce Kangas, and myself behind her, and Christine Roberts.
And when is this and what?
This is a Lawrence Roberts Memorial Potlatch, and that taken place last year. Mm-hmm. August 1980. I don't know what day. I think it was 24th, 25th. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
And everybody's right. Working, dividing up stuff?
Yes. We're just putting stuff together. Put all the towels, blankets, Afghan, everything together, you know, before we pass them out.
Number 215.
That's Mrs. Bogie and Sophie and Cecilia.
Okay, and that's Sophie who?
That's Sophie Nolner and Cecilia Nolner. That's my sister.
Do you know about when that was taken?
Gee, I don't remember. That was... I really don't remember what year that was taken.
And 216.
Lorraine Dayton, Helen Stanish, Sam Stanish, and Herbert Holches. They raised these kids here, but they still went by their original name because they were not adopted, you know, but they raised them.
Okay. 217.
And that's Doria Lalnitz.
What's her last name?
Lalnitz. Her name used to be, I don't remember her maiden name.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Nelson. Doria Nelson used to be her name. Joe Nelson is her brother. Right. That's right.
And
that's Maggie Antosky. That's my grandfather's. See, this is after they lost their mother, you know, after Martha died. And then Helen Stanish took the baby. And that's Joe Nelson. That's Johnny Antosky,
Johnny
grandfather.
Antosky,
right.
With
their fur boots, yes, and beaded mittens on. And Joseph Nelson. And Lincoln Antosky, that's my uncle.
Right.
Right.
Okay. And 219.
Sophie Captain, Edgar Nolner, and Ann Jean Nolner.
Mm-hmm. 220.
John Antosky, and I don't know who the little boy is.
Oh, and where is this?
That's spring camp.
Oh, okay. You know about when that was?
No. That's Lincoln. It says Lincoln on the back. That's when he was a little boy.
Oh.
Yeah, that's their adopted son.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what year that was taken.
Okay, 221.
Springtime in it. That's John Antosky with his dog, I guess. Hunting dog, probably. looked like a hunting dog to me.
222?
That's Selena Ismail Khan. She died. And Marie Damaski, that's when my brother married, and a nun. I don't know what's her name.
Mm-hmm. Where is that one?
Mulatto. That's at this, look like sewing thing, huh? Mm-hmm. Like a sewing.
Must be at the mission there.
Right, it's at the mission. Right. That's Marie Damaski.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 223.
Francis Roberts and his dad, Joe Roberts.
Do you know when mm-hmm. that was taken?
I have no idea. I don't even know what year he was born, so mm-hmm. no, that was given to us by somebody, so I don't know. Mm-hmm.
No, you know the relation of Francis Roberts.
Francis Roberts, I'm not sure.
That's my yes. husband's half brother. He was married.
Okay. I don't have that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That ended photo captions. Now we're going to have a few more questions for the ending of the book.
And it seemed to me like it'd be good to have some idea of present to future kinds of things. And so maybe you could just say a few words about what you're planning to do now. Chances that you might retire someday, then what you'd like to do after that, and you have all that free time.
Besides putting photographs in.
Right, order. That, and then get my bedroom in order. Travel. That's the top thing in my mind.
You
is
travel?
I like to travel.
Where right. would you like to travel to?
Well, the first place I'm going to hit for is maybe California. This is my son, his wife, and two children.
Have you ever been there?
Yes, when they married, and then I haven't been out there since they bought their new home. Mm. So,
and then
be nice.
Where would you go from California since you're there?
Well, from there I'll visit my sister, Angela Grasso. They moved to San Francisco. And then probably my friends in Arizona, Florence and Arthur Akela. That is, if I retire, I might decide to just hang around till they close the hospital. That's going to happen too, you know, in about a year and a half.
They're going to close the hospital.
Right. They're just going to switch over to different services, you know, like child care, non-acute alcoholism, and senior home. They're already working on building 313. They're just, I think there's 6 units in there for seniors, you know, senior home.
So if they close the hospital, what happens? Everyone has to go to Fairbanks and Anchorage?
I have no idea. I always used to worry about that. But now the way things is going, I don't seem to worry about it anymore.
Well,
but then they say it will still be open because you still have to have a place where the seniors have to eat, you know, and then do their laundry too. So I don't know how it's going to work out. It's going to come under Tanana Chief. Mm-hmm. Nah, I don't know too much about it.
You said that you could retire in February if you want to.
Right.
I think you might want to keep working though.
I have not made up my mind yet, really. Some days I feel like that, boy, I could just leave, you know. And then on some days I feel like, well, I can hang around a while. I'll see.
How many years have you worked for the hospital?
Well, I went to work in May 1961. And then before then, I worked at the old hospital and off and on mm-hmm. till I went back to work permanently after my kids got a little bigger.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, you talk about retiring and things like that, but I look around and I see the little kids and I see all kinds of little kids stuff everywhere. And mm-hmm. I mean, it's like the young person, not like the person.
Oh, yeah. My grandchildren, yeah, they're the ones that keep me young, I think. And they love me, and I love them. So, I'll have a lot to do if I retire. I know for sure that I'm going to go back to cutting fish and work on fish. And I have to come home and be so tired out. Yeah, got to teach my girls how to work on fish. My son started building his smokehouse, and he's almost done with it. And so, he's got commercial fishing license. So,
that's Tommy.
That's Francis.
Oh.
Right. Mm-hmm. Jerry works at the school wintertime as a janitor, mm-hmm. And my other son Tommy, his twin brother, works at the hospital as a utility operator.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think? You have all these grandchildren. What do you think the future of Tananai's will be for them?
The way I see it is, look like Tananai is building up, but it's, I don't know what their chances are of working in Tananai, unless they get good education, and then they can go over somebody and like being the head of Tananai, like some groups I see around in Tananai, you know. It's pretty well controlled by certain people, you know. Mm-hmm. I guess every villages are like that. Friends hire friends. That sort of thing, you know.
Looks like a lot of building going on this summer.
Right, there's some new housing. 25 new housing, right? Supposed to be 25 new housing under this HUD program.
Yeah, that's a lot of housing.
So right.
Is that all for people that are already here, though?
Right.
So it's not to bring new people in?
No. It's not that, but I see a lot of new people in town this summer. A lot of new people that we just don't know. And they're all Caucasians, you know. I don't know who they are.
They're here to live or they're working for...
Well, I always see them in summertime, and then more so this summer than any other summer. But then it's winter is coming, and they'll all hightail it back down south. And then I always say they're just like mud swallows. I wonder if you should put that in the book. Right. Springtime, well, I always used to say that about Atwood, you know. Come springtime, here he is, and then wintertime he's down around, I don't know where he has a home, you know. Stays there all winter because it's much warmer down south, I guess. Come springtime, here he is with his equipment. But I didn't see him this summer. Maybe he's getting too old. I don't know.
He's a miner?
No, some sort of kind of self-made construction guy, I guess. You know, just do odd jobs like hauling freight and haul. He used to haul gravel and stuff. But now there's a new guy that seemed to have taken his place. That's what's his name, Julie?
Dick McCollum.
He hauls a lot of gravel all summer. Mm-hmm.
Well, what are your hopes for the future of your children and grandchildren and yourself? Just hopes for.
Well, I think, you know, if they had more education, they'd do a lot more. I don't know. I mean, that's my feeling. I don't know if that's their feeling or not.
Seems like a lot of people these days are getting more interested in learning how to sew and things like that, learning how to take care of fish, songs. And
It's coming back slowly, you know. more so than in 1960, I think. You know, that kind of sort of kind of died out. And then there was this one guy that came. He's a Blackfoot Indian, Jay Harwood. And he said, well, we should just do something and kind of start celebrating, you know, like Tanana Chief, and we should have a name for it. And I think that's where that Nuchiloya came up, you know. That means at the point of an island or something like that, you know. And then when he was running it, it was really good because it went more for Indian singing and costumes and the best singer and the best dancer and things like that. And then there was this marathon, like where you run up all the way up to the top of the hill up there and then back. All that, and then canoe race. And then every night they had Indian dancing. And there was always different groups, you know, like the Tanna group, Mentor group, Stephen Village. And they sort of kind of had a contest. But now, the way I see it, all young kids come, no older groups come anymore. And just the Tanana sing, and there was nobody to compete with. And that's kind of died out again right there. I don't exactly remember what year it, Jay Harwood worked on it. It was after I went to work anyway. I think he came 1962 or somewhere around there. So it must have been 1964 or 5 when he got this thing started again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if there's anything else that you know you felt after reading the story, you know, you felt you'd like to have added.
I couldn't think of anything else, really.
Okay, that ends this session.